Welcome to Fear the Boot, bonus episode 4. To combat the negativity problems that we've been having in this show, we thought that it'd be a great idea to do an entire show, an entire bonus show, based on what we, a role-playing game that we love. And we decided on Battletech.
Which, quite frankly, I think
is the greatest role-playing game out there.
Classic Battletech. Just
classic Battletech, yes.
Wait. We can't start bashing the new...
I'm clarifying.
Positive.
We are talking about classic Battletech. That's a clarification. That's not a bash.
So, now, Chad.
Yeah. Well, wait, more clarification. Do you mean classic Battletech is in the stuff, that the old stuff, 20-year-old stuff, or do you mean classic Battletech, the new...
No.
I mean the original. I'm talking 3025, 3050.
Before, when FASA ran it and before they folded.
With all the plagiarism and, and all the goodness. Yes.
FASA, AWOL Productions, all the...
No, just leave it in there.
It's a bonus episode.
It's a bonus episode.
We don't edit those.
Even Watson loves Battletech.
That's right. We...
Outrageous.
So... Battletech.
I was being asked a question.
Oh, I was going to say, what do you love about Battletech? Other than it's wonderful.
What I love about Battletech is that the rules are pretty simple. They're not outrageous. They're clear cut. But more than that, it's...
But you don't like rules.
I don't like rules. But they're... It's definitely...
Simple?
It's no monostat. I'll give it that.
It's no mon... What is?
But it... The setting, the history,
atmosphere?
The rich.
I agree with you. I mean, if you think about it, it's a universe has no aliens, no other. I mean, not counting some of the weird spinoffs like Ideal War. Yeah. It has not
Clans.
Ideal War. That's
Far Country.
Far Country. Thank you. I got my books confused. But unlike some of the weird spinoffs, you don't have any aliens. You don't have any other races. You just have people, but yet their ability to add in so much diversity, so much richness, so much depth, and so much, really, in many ways, a believability on a personal and cultural level into the game. That's what always fascinated me about it. Now, I got my start with Battletech, actually not on the RPG. I was actually playing the old, I was on an Apple IIc, I was playing the Crescent Hawk's Inception.
Yes,
very first Battletech game ever made that I'm aware of.
I've seen ads for that in the books.
Yeah,
it's a great...
It's old,
and,
very old.
I was also at the time playing what was my first RPG, FASA's Star Trek role-playing game.
Mm-hmm. Which was another great... FASA's, not Fleet Battles, FASA's.
Right.
It was a great game.
And because of that, I was getting catalogs that had Battletech material in it.
The FASA catalogs are great, too.
We picked up what I think
was... a positive episode.
I guess it was the second edition of Battletech. This would have been late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it was the second edition of Battletech. And eventually wanted to pick up MechWarrior and all the other core books. MechWarrior 2, specifically second edition MechWarrior.
Talk about a Saturday, man.
Chad,
you'd start in the afternoon and just...
I know.
Battletech all day. And that was great.
All right, now, Chad, your first Battletech experience was with me.
The Crescent Hawk's Inception, we basically pirated the game back and forth. Right. And then,
that we condone that kind of stuff.
But, Adam, what was your first?
Actually, my first experience with Battletech was a game that Chad DM'd.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of new people. I think
Nobody...
out of the six people who were playing, only Dawn had played before.
Only Dawn had played before.
Yeah, I also like the fact that Battletech, if you play it well, has a blurred two-tier gaming where you have the MechWarrior, you have the map, and so you have really, I mean, these two very distinct games, and yet if you did it right, you could blur them together so your skills had an impact on the map combat and the mechs could make a presence.
Well, in my experience, too, there are a lot of people out there who are Battletech players who never go to map. And because the world is so rich, they only play the role-playing aspect of it. And then there's people who only play the map war game aspect of it and never touch the role-playing.
Yeah.
But we combine them.
Yeah, we can, yeah.
Even some of, I believe, my first online gaming experience is Battletech.
Yeah.
There was what's called a muse. And for those of you that have never heard of a muse.
Oh, back in the day.
Yeah, a muse is like a role-playing-oriented MUD. It was an online text game. Long before, this was back when you paid by the hour for internet.
Mm-hmm.
This was
the dark ages.
Yeah. this was when
you and your brother ran up a huge bill.
Yeah, we played in 1 month. We ran up like $400 and some odd with an internet service called Delphi, and that's because they were charging like $10 or $20 an hour to be online.
Yeah, that is the only way to get it.
Yeah,
unless you were at a college or something like that.
And on this private person Muse, I was playing. Well, this is the commander of one of Comstar's divisions on the planet Bryant.
I don't even remember, because I was in the Muse, I don't even remember what I was playing. I remember that I loved the game a lot, but I got my mech, because they actually had an ASCII map, real-time map combat, and I got my...
Fully automated.
Yep, fully automated. I got my mech stuck in a hole, and the game wouldn't allow me to get it out. I just was like, I've had it. I'm done.
Well, you have the worst luck with that. I mean, I remember map games that we've played where you've rolled and fallen on your head like 3 times in a row. I'm dead.
Adam, what about
again? I never walk backwards.
Our first game, we were real experienced, so we all took the biggest, heaviest mechs we could. And it...
Yeah, most
and then will. I proceeded to trounce them with mediums.
Yeah, you screwed us. And it was...
showed them how the game was played.
Learned a valuable lesson, and now I only pilot 20-ton mechs. That's the smallest mechs you can.
That's something else I really liked about Battletech, was in D&D... There is no advantage to being a first-level character amongst 20th-level characters.
Right.
But in Battletech, you give me a handful of light mechs, or a handful of pursuit mechs, and if you know the strategy, you can just take apart mechs of many, many times your weight. And, you know, when you play Battletech, typically most people want to run straight to the 100-ton mech.
Right.
I can't tell you how many people I've talked to that have written their own rules for 110 or 120 ton mechs, and that's not where it's at. I mean,
that's ridiculous.
It's a game of great variety where there are many successful strategies.
You know what, though? Even like the MechWarrior rules promote that sort of get the heaviest mech wins, because when you create a character, it's like the most amount of points you put into your mech determines the heaviest mech.
Right.
So,
which was, of course, we never use that.
Yeah,
priority.
We never use that because we just chose whatever mech we wanted.
Yeah, we considered a story thing.
Mm-hmm.
Adam, what is it you loved about Battletech?
Ooh.
Oh, come on.
Don't be shy.
You know what? Thinking about it, I can't even come up with a good reason. It's just...
He's all a flutter, and there's little hearts over his head.
You know, when we started talking about this, I got so excited. And then now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, it just feels right.
Like you finally,
it just feels right.
It just feels right.
You finally worked up the nerve to call her, and now you don't know what to say.
It's exactly what it is. You know what? It just feels like you're coming home.
Yep.
You roll up in one of those drop ships, and you start walking out, and you're like, you know what? This is where I'm supposed to be.
Yep. And you know what, too? It's like people say, oh, well, that was because you're not as old, and you haven't gamed as much as we have, but, oh, Battletech was his first game, and that's blah, blah, blah. You
it
never forget your
first game.
It wasn't your first game. D&D.
D&D was our
D&D,
first game.
And then we didn't even play it second or third. We played other things.
Yeah, so we went from, I think, Star Trek to Shadowrun.
Yep.
And then, I don't remember, there may have been some D&D in there. And then
I'm sure
Battletech.
We did, because we did Ravenloft. And
yeah, but say Star Trek and Shadowrun were the first two games we played for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was first edition Shadowrun. That was back when it was not an easy game to play.
Well, and everyone knows my opinions on Shadowrun. Right. I remember... I do love the
every
art
bonus
in it.
Episode that's gonna come up.
Every bonus episode, every regular episode.
That's Chad at fearthemoon.com.
If you invite him to your bar mitzvah to be a guest speaker, I'll talk about it there. Oy vey, I hate Shadowrun.
So I just remember those games of, you know, they were run fine. I just remember sitting there flipping through this tome of Shadowrun, and all the art in it was really good. Facet put out a lot of really good products. They had a lot of great and terrible artists.
Well, you know, I've got to say that I think it's sad they went under, because FASA definitely had their problems, had their lemons. But overall, if you just look at the overarching theme and quality of their games, I was always a big fan of most stuff FASA put out. In fact, that's actually where I got my start in publication, was I co-wrote a column in MechForce North America that went on for quite a few issues with my brother. And so I was always a huge fan of their games. I was always very interested in their universe. If there was one game I could have written for, I always wanted it to be Battletech. I always wanted to write my own source book for it, or some kind of expansion to the universe. You know, I also always liked the feel of the universe. The fact that you had this kind of, especially before the clan invasion, you know, mechs were something very rare.
Yes.
They were passed down through families. They were hard to build, hard to fix.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't monkey with them. You didn't have all the pods to rearrange weapons. Just here's what you have.
Yeah. You have to work with it.
Make it work. You know, mm-hmm. there's 12 guys on the hill. You've got six. Sorry, but that's just what you've got. And it's not the six you would have asked for. You've got to make it work.
Yeah.
And there was this kind of seat of your pants. It was focused on resourcefulness, on... And it was great because it was a game that accommodated it. Once again, if you're a first level character in D&D, I don't care how resourceful you are, you ain't going to kill...
The level 10, the level 20.
20, yeah. Right. I mean, unless you catch him asleep, you're not going to take him out.
Even then, you have to stab him 38,000 times, and you're never going to hit him even though he is asleep.
They fixed that a little bit in third edition with the coup de grace, but the point being that, you know...
The special reality rule.
Barring some weird circumstance, like they're asleep, you can't beat him. But in Battletech, you can do it. I mean, you're at a disadvantage, certainly.
Well, mm-hmm. you should be at a disadvantage.
Right, but I mean, you can take... four pursuit mechs up against four, eight, whatever, assault mm-hmm. mechs and this, that, and the other. And if you know what you're doing, you can take them apart.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, just to prove everybody wrong that we do, in fact, like a one RPG.
Universally like. There is no one on this podcast that does not like Battletech. Not a single person.
In fact, I think I know one person who's into role-playing games who doesn't like Battletech, and she's just wrong.
Yeah. Right?
She's...
You know, I don't
want to
say that 2 million Frenchmen can be wrong, but they can't. Well, I think that's pretty much all we have to say on Battletech. It's a great game. If you haven't gotten into it previously, you should.
Yep. Classic Battletech.
Battletech.
We don't really care for the new stuff.
It's a little harder it's a little harder to find, a little more expensive now, but you know what? It's worth every penny.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, we'll see you next time.
See ya.